It is a broad subject, I'm sure, and if you could write a seminary-level course about it, we're certainly not going to cover too much in the moments that we have here. But can you start off by just kind of giving us your idea of what is a proper biblical view of money and possessions in sort of its high-level format?
Well, you know, it's interesting. J.I. Packer says all of us are theologians. The only question is whether we're good theologians or not. So we all have a theology of money, every single person, actually believer or unbeliever, but certainly believers who believe there is a God have a theology of money. It's just, is it the right one? Is it, does it stand up to the scrutiny of the scriptures? And so in the whole realm of stewardship, I think, and what does the Bible say about money? I mean, stewardship really is a great word. And I remember many years ago when I was writing the first edition of my book, Money, Possessions, and Eternity, which came out in 1989, I really wrestled with whether to use the term stewardship, because at that time, stewardship was a word which had become kind of a very old, clunky, church-only type word, and even then, only certain kinds of churches. It was really falling out of use. Well, subsequently, I was so glad that I had stuck with stewardship and said, okay, it's a good word, so let's kind of revive it and infuse it with its real meaning. But then the secular world started to pick up the term stewardship, which is very interesting. I mean, you can go online and find all kinds of things about global stewardship, international stewardship. And I mean totally unbelieving people, many of them, who use that term. Well, the idea is even environmental groups who say, this earth doesn't belong to us. We're just users and caretakers of it, and that's the idea of stewardship. Well, from a Christian perspective, this is not just kind of a nice little expression that's somewhat, symbolic or metaphorical. It's a real and actual thing, because the Bible repeatedly teaches that God owns all things. He created the heavens and the earth. We're told that he is the owner of the heavens and the earth. All belongs to him. The earth and everyone in it belongs to him. He says in Haggai, the gold and the silver are mine. You know, the cattle on a thousand hills, et cetera, et cetera. It all belongs to God. So for us, from a Christian worldview, this is fundamental to a theology of money and a theology of material possessions, a theology of the world itself is it belongs to God. Now, it belongs to God. How do we relate to it? Well, this also is taught very clearly from the beginning in Scripture, where Adam and Eve are entrusted with the care of this world. And the world consists of material objects. It consists of animals. We are to be caretakers of the animal kingdom, of the trees, the plants, the flowers. We are managers of our time and gifting that God has given us. He made us to rule the earth. And that same command is given to Noah after he gets out of the ark. So it's not like God, you know, gave up his original plan, which was that godly human beings would rule the earth to his glory. Yes, the fall and the curse definitely got in the way of our worldviews and our natures. You know, the sin nature took over, but still we have the sense of this, that even unbelievers have a domain. They can lead a workplace. They can lead their home. They are the stewards of their own children, and there's an obligation to raise those children who do not actually belong to them. Yes, they're their children more than they're anyone else's children, obviously, except that each soul, each human being is created by God, so we all belong to him. What that means is we are stewards of everything. It belongs to God. Everything and every person belongs to God. Now, the fundamental thing, and this would certainly apply in particular to, and should be a very understandable concept and an important one, to Christian financial advisors, because what it means is that our lives don't belong to us, our money doesn't belong to us, and the money that is being stewarded by the people we are counseling actually doesn't belong to them either. It belongs to God, and they are God's money managers. Just in the way that we've had experience of managing our own money, and to a degree, sometimes more or less, managing other people's money, we should have this idea of, well, hey, if I'm managing somebody's money and they have given over the care of and management of their money to me, that's not the same thing of them as them surrendering ownership to their money, right? I mean, we could get into a lot of trouble if we thought that way, because now all of a sudden, I'm managing your money. That means your money's mine. Okay, I'll do whatever I want to with it. I could build another home, we could move this, we could go on great vacations, and we could just use the money that's been entrusted to us. Well, no, because when money is entrusted to your care and you're not the owner but the manager, now you feel an acute responsibility to the person who actually does own the money. Okay, and so that's exactly how it is in our relationship with God. If he truly is the owner, that's not just something we say, but something we believe, and Scripture teaches it. If we believe the Bible, we believe God is the owner, and we are the stewards. It means, wow, we better ask God what he wants us to do with what belongs to him. So that's where I would start.